We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text 97136. Tom Dempsey passed away over the weekend. He held the record for longest field goal forever, it seemed, a 63-yarder, until the Lions' Matt Prater, then playing for the Broncos, nailed a 64-yarder, which I believe at that point, didn't Dempsey have a tie with Jason Elam? Chronology of the record went, but Prater now holds it with 64 yards. But Dempsey held it for a long, long, long time. And, of course, he did it against the Lions, which a lot of Lions fans love to point to as a quintessential Lions factoid. So the question is, what is the ultimate play in the history of the Lions? What play defines the Lions more than any other? And it's got to be a play. We're not going to go with Marty taking the wind, right, Stoney?
Yeah, it has to be a play. I agree with you.
All right, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. What is the most quintessential play? And two come to mind for me right off the top that I think sum up the Lions better than any. And the first is the Sterling Sharp play.
That's number one for me.
Wojo actually listed that. He wrote, Wojo has a column today of the top 20 plays that he's witnessed during his time in Detroit as a columnist for the Detroit News. Lions get a home playoff game. Lions get Favre. Lions get Sharp. Lions get the Packers. And Sharp, how is Sterling Sharp wide open is obviously the question on everybody's mind. I believe Kevin Scott was the name of the defensive back who was beat on that particular play.
Yeah, Kevin Scott and William White had a massive lack of communication on that play.
Yeah. And then the other one, just for pure comedic purposes, because I've heard so many stories, and it didn't torture me as a youth like it did so many other youths out there, but the David Williams kickoff return for a touchdown against the Bears in the 1980 Thanksgiving Day game. I mean, how in a million years does that happen? And I just rewatched it earlier this morning as we were getting ready for this topic, and you see the sign behind David Williams as he catches the ball in the end zone or at about the 10-yard line. It says, another one bites the dust, because that was the year of another one bites the dust. Ugh. And there was a sign up at the Silver Dome that said, run, Billy, run. And it's there was just so much optimism. Thanksgiving Day. And you hear all these stories about how my Thanksgiving was ruined, how I cried during Thanksgiving dinner because of David Williams. And it's just, that's the one tradition Lions fans hold near and dear. And, of course, a kickoff return to end it.
Yeah, to me, it is a Sterling Sharp play because so much was, on the line there. The other one that I'm sure somebody will mention in the ticket text that is so Lions is the Dallas game with the flag being taken away. I mean, only the Lions would they mark off a penalty and then take it away. It wasn't just a bad call. It was that they made the correct call and then, wait a second. I don't know why. We're going to just reverse what we just did. That to me is it. That's the thing that rivals the Sterling Sharp in my mind.
But see, the problem with that play is that you're right. I mean, first of all, you're right, 100%. But second of all, you can't blame the Lions for that play. And I feel like quintessential Lions play does have to have some blood on the hands of the Lions as opposed to just absolutely getting completely screwed. I mean, to this day, I still don't understand why they picked the flag up. To this day, we still don't understand how Dez Bryant doesn't get a 15-yard penalty for marching onto the field. I've never seen anything like it where, That was the year of the party bus, remember? That was the year where Dean Blandino was the head of officiating, and he was spotted on Jerry Jones' son's, was it Stephen Jones, I believe, party bus at one of the NFL meetings. And I'm not saying that that's why the flag was picked up, but my God, it sure seemed like that somehow somebody was buzzed down from on high, like the official, and they said, you're going to go ahead and pick that flag up because it's never been explained, ever.
You're right.
Yeah.
They should do a 30 for 30 on that play.
A lot of people mentioning the Orlovsky play, that just is the quintessential play. Dan Orlovsky running out of the end zone versus the Vikings, Orlovsky out the back of the end zone. I mean, that is just pure Lions comedy, and it happened during the 0-16 season, so it definitely adds fuel to the 0-16 fire. I don't know. I guess that does really – that play is so bad. I mean, to this day when I watch it, A, I laugh, and B, I laugh at the – I think it was Ron Pitts doing the play-by-play where he basically goes, the poor guy. Like as if it were a high school game and they had just put in the fifth-string quarterback who barely played football.
By the way, I give Orlovsky a lot of credit because if you've noticed – during his ESPN hits right now, during COVID-19, he's doing it from his home. There's a picture of, not that play, but there's a picture of Jared Allen behind him. Yeah. I think that is so cool.
I agree. I think that's awesome.
To own that. Here's another one that Greg will probably appreciate. The Sam Gangado with the, whatever his name is, with the Packers against the Lions on that. That was a Sunday night game, right?
That's right. That's so underappreciated because the Packers, that's the one year out of many that the Packers were absolutely terrible. And the fact that it was almost like this new rule, and it's like this realization of running backs. Oh, if you're going to get tackled behind the line of scrimmage, just throw the ball forward. And you won't get it down wasted.
What happened? Remind me of the play again, Greg.
It should
I remember
have been a safety,
Sam Gangado.
Right?
Yes, the Packers were backed up in their own end zone, and I think they threw a handoff to Sam Congato, and he was about to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage, and basically in his own end zone, just barely inside his own end zone, and he basically took the ball, and I don't know how if this was inadvertent or not, if he was just trying to reach it forward, but he ends up like almost push passing the ball forward, and instead of there being him being ruled down for a safety or there being an intentional grounding in the end zone for a safety, they rule that it's just a standard incomplete pass and it's whatever, next down for the Packers, and the Lions don't get the 2 points in the ball, and then it ends up being a tie game. The Lions lose in overtime.
That's right. And then Sean Rogers in that game made a ridiculous hit out of bounds too, didn't he? In the overtime, maybe.
Yeah, I do remember that now too.
Yeah, it was a horrible play by him. It was like an ultimate, just dumb, mentally dumb play. Some ticket texts. The ultimate SOL play is the catch no catch in Chicago. It really started the conversation on the catch no catch debate. A conversation which, by the way, rages on almost 10 years later.
Yes, the process.
I still feel like we don't have resolution to the process or not.
No.
Yeah, that was a – and who threw that pass, Tony?
Who threw that pass? Was that Sean Hill, right?
Sean Hill, yes, because Stafford got hurt early in that game on a sack by Julius Peppers.
Now, let me ask you this. This is a little morbid, but does the Chuck Hughes play where he dies on the field? That's not really a play, but it happened during a game. That kind of sums up the Lions, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, obviously, when you talk about the history of the Lions, unfortunately, there is tragedy involved. But I don't. First of all, I wouldn't even be able to tell you what the play was.
No,
I mean,
me neither.
So, no, we're going to go ahead and say, okay. We'll stick to actual football plays. How about that?
Okay.
The Rodgers Hail Mary is mentioned a couple times. I like this ticket text. The Hail Mary, which kept the Lions out of the playoffs.
Come on, let's be serious.
Well, they were still mathematically alive, right? Was that the 1-7 start? Then they went to Green Bay, beat the Packers in Green Bay after they fired Mayhew and Lewand. And then that was in early December when Rodgers threw the Hail Mary. Yep, there it was. I saw it this weekend. I was watching some of the Peyton's places as well, Stoney, and they did a whole thing with Roger Staubach on the Hail Mary, and it was like the third one they showed.
I know.
They showed the Staubach one to Pearson. They showed a one with, I think it was Tommy Kramer for the Vikings to Ahmad Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed Aaron Rodgers to Richard Rodgers. So it was like, yep, there you go. We make the top three Hail Marys of all time.
But you think about it, as big as that one was, it wasn't even as big as the one in the playoffs against the Cardinals, right? I mean, that meant more.
Well, he threw one against the Cardinals. He also threw one against the Giants in the playoffs
as
well.
They did show that one.
Yeah, but that was at halftime, I believe, right? I don't think that was at the end of the game.
Correct.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.